Modern Manners, Tools to Take You to the Top, authors Dorothea Johnston, Liv Tyler. Ambassadors of Good Manners. People often get uptight when they hear the word etiquette because it means rules, or they may be fearful of being judged, but the goal here is not perfection. It's to make you feel at ease in any situation, and in turn you'll be putting others at ease. As the most valuable business tool you can possess, good manners are a solid investment. Business introductions. Business manners require recognising the pyramid of authority on the job. The person who holds the highest position in a company takes precedence over others who work there, regardless of gender. Social introductions. Social etiquette is based on respect and courtesy, so both formal and informal introductions are made accordingly to age and gender. A man is introduced to a woman in a social situation, such as a wedding, unless the man is obviously much older. In this case, age would rule over gender. Shaking hands. Shaking hands when meeting someone for the first time, at chance meetings and for all farewells, and when you are greeting your host and when you say goodbye to your host and other people at a gathering. Mingling. The purpose of most events, business or social, is to get to meet one another and or to celebrate an occasion. It's a bonus to your host and to you if you rev up your mingling skills and circulate. Etiquette on the web. Netiquette is a blend of net and etiquette, a set of rules for getting along harmoniously in the electronic communication arena. Your email is a company record and an extension of both the organisation and the person sending the email. Writing a business email. Although email may be viewed by some as too informal for business, following a business-like format is important to maintain your company's image. Use a subject line and be specific about the contents in the email. This will help you when you need to look for it on your computer. Always follow a business letter format when conducting company business. Receiving and responding to emails. Read all of your emails before responding to a single one. Read the most recent ones first because you may find earlier messages have been updated or amended. If you have emailed someone a request for specific information, be considerate and email a thank you to acknowledge its receipt. Check your email messages at least 3 to 4 times each day. Respond as soon as possible if urgent or within 24 hours. Send a quick and brief email if you need longer to reply. If you're replying to an email, include the original email with your reply. This saves you and the receiver the time required to search out or recall what was originally said. Use the out-of-office message if you're out of your office for an extended time. Provide information about the time and date of your return, another way to contact you if urgent, and any other necessary details. Keep your messages short. Social media. Be deliberate with your manners when using social media, even in the name of online networking, so that no matter what platform you're on, people will want to engage with you and listen to your ideas. Always be cautious. There's no privacy once you've sent an email, posted a blog, put a video on YouTube, or tweeted someone. Info sharing. A few rules for what information should be shared are essential to making the most of your online identity. First and foremost, set up separate sites for your personal and professional lives. Keep a polite tone on any professional or social network. After you've set up your professional social network site, be it a LinkedIn profile or your own website, be sure to keep it updated with information that will be important for a potential employer. While you should use social networking to share your new ventures and accomplishments, try not to duplicate your information from network to network. Designate different networks for different functions. Responding to an invitation. When you're invited to an event, a casual dinner at someone's home, a company party, or a wedding, your response should be given in the same format in which the invitation was received. Regardless of whether you accept or decline an invitation, always be polite and respond promptly. Arriving at the table. When you approach the table, look for place cards, which are used at many business and social luncheons and dinners for more than 6 guests, to help guests locate their seats. If a place card isn't on the table, remain standing and wait for the host to indicate where to sit. When there isn't a host, wait until 2 or 3 people have arrived before you sit down. If you arrive at the table and other guests are mingling, approach each new person and introduce yourself and greet those you already know. Excusing yourself. If for any reason you have to leave the table during a meal, excuse yourself quietly to those present. You don't have to explain why you're leaving, but don't just get up and leave. During the meal. Whether you're eating while seated at a table or balancing a plate on your lap, the key to be polite, act as if you belong and let the conversation flow. Once you're seated, introduce yourself to the person on both your right and your left. Try to find something to talk about that's interesting and inclusive. You don't want to shout across the table. Hosting a business meal in a restaurant. Regardless of your gender, when you're the host, it's your duty to extend the invitation, make the reservation and pay the check. It's best to extend a business dinner invitation when you know someone, have a set agenda and have a good reason to meet after 6 o'clock. Choose a restaurant where you're known by the staff, one you trust, and where you're comfortable. If you use a new restaurant, stop by before your scheduled lunch or dinner to introduce yourself to the maitre d' or captain. Select a table and familiarise yourself with the menu and the surroundings. Be sure the restaurant complements your guest's taste. A low-key person may not be comfortable in an upscale restaurant. Handling the check. Arrive 15 to 30 minutes before your guest. Before you go to your table, affirm with the maitre d' and wait staff that you're the host. Ask the maitre d' to imprint your credit card and request that the check be held at his station for your signature, or you may choose to sign the check in advance and request that your standard tip be added. Ordering the meal. Make small talk for a few minutes before requesting a menu. This gives you and your guest a chance to relax and connect. Discuss the menu with the server, then put your guest at ease by suggesting 1 or 2 items on the menu. Allow your guest to order first. If the guest orders an appetizer and an expensive main course, you should order similar items, though not the same ones. During the meal, after the orders are taken, move the conversation towards your business agenda. It's also your duty to stick to the agenda and control the conversation, especially when you have more than one guest. Encourage your guest to have dessert when the server returns with the dessert menu. If your guest orders dessert, you should do the same. Paying the check. The host rule is clear. Regardless of gender, the person who does the inviting pays the check. Never involve your guest in paying the check. The guest shouldn't take notice of the check, but always thanks the host when saying goodbye. Closing the meal. Respect your guest's time and bring the meal to a close. Avoid lingering and discussing topics unrelated to your agenda. Walk your guest to the door, shake hands, and say thank you for the meeting. Follow through on promises when you return to your office. What doesn't change? Times change, manners change. However, the need to have good manners never changes. Good manners are one of the most important keys to success in the business arena.